This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast.
Don't miss an episode. Subscribe today.
The Big Interview, intriguing lives, remarkable careers, and gripping stories. I'm Sonal Rupani alongside Chris McCarty and Robbie Greenfield.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. The Big Interview with Off Script.
We are in conversation with a national champion.
I've been waiting to hear this interview all day because, you know, as we do sometimes preparing an interview, all we've been doing is hear you sort of giggle to yourself all day
while
listening back to this.
I have been childishly amused by this, and I hope that one or two of you guys are as well when you hear it, because you will probably hear me giggling all the way through this audio as well. We're in conversation with a fella called James Webb, and in his elite level sport, he has recently broken into the world's top 10, and it's a real Cinderella story, this. It's an accidental discovery of a rare talent where, according to numerous experts, the sky's the limit. So clearly the question is, how did he stumble across this God-given gift, and what sport is he shooting for the stars in? It's a story that has humble beginnings. This is the Rocky of his particular chosen sport. James's fiance wanted to do a vineyard tour in the Hunter Valley. James doesn't partake, so he needed his arm twisted. And it turns out the bribe was to stop for a massive pub lunch.
They have this burger challenge that's, quote unquote, undefeated, impossible, whatever. I'm like, let's do it. So I kind of just did it for a bit of a joke. And it's in a place called Cessnock. So it's, very, very white Australian. A lot of people love the beer. You know, a lot of drunk antics happen at this place. Me being me, I'm brown as hell, stick out like a sore thumb. So I kind of rocked up and sat at this table. The locals kind of give me a bit of stick. And one drunk guy, who actually turns out to be the owner's son-in-law, I didn't know this at the time, was like really egging me on, saying like, you're not going to do it. Like, who do you think you are? Blah, blah, sort of thing. And I'm like, look, man, the chef told me she bakes her own cheesecake. So I'm going to smash this burger and get some cheesecake. Like, that's what I do. Anyway, so then 25 minutes later, I eat this burger and everyone's like falling over themselves, and this drunk idiot went and bought me cheesecake. And I didn't think it was a thing. Like, we kind of continued on with our day. I went to the fudge factory. So I won the prize money. I spent the prize money on fudge. Like, it kind of worked out really well. So I was munching around my fudge, went the wine tour thing, and went home. Thought nothing of it. The next day, I was on the news, national, like, Nine News, saying, oh, boy from Baulkham Hills, Western Sydney, conquered Australia's biggest burger and whatnot. And it kind of went from there.
So he discovered a prodigious talent he had no idea he was even in possession of. And it really started to snowball from there.
Yeah, it sounds like it wasn't even an effort for him.
No.
It sounds like he could have had another.
He rocked it. I mean, he made mincemeat of it, quite literally. So what about the origins of this sporting story? I asked James from this point on how his career started to blossom.
I didn't realize, quote unquote, competitive eating was a thing. I was always a decent, like, big eater, you know, from being in a WOG household, bodybuilder, you know, I can always eat. But I didn't realize there was like a secret society or a sport of competitive eaters. And then because I was on the news, obviously people found out who I was. They kind of reached out to me and said, hey, like, this is a thing, like, let's meet, sort of thing. So on the Monday, I was on the radio. One of the competitive eaters like rang into the radio to kind of talk about competitive eating and whatnot. And then he messaged me on Instagram and says, hey, listen, like, there's a burger competition on Thursday. Like, do you want to come down? I'm like, okay. So I went to this burger competition. Like, I went from work. So obviously finished work early, went to get some snacks. I was hungry. Rocked up to this restaurant. Now I sat in the corner, walked in there, sat in the corner. Didn't know anyone. I didn't realize this was a thing. And this guy rocks up with like a tripod, a camera and all this stuff. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And we set up for the burger competition. We sat down. I'm like, oh, let's eat. I'm starving, you know? He's like, no, we've got to take photos first. We've got to make videos. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, I wasn't really into socials, right? Anyway, so his fiance, his biggest fan, obviously, like they all are our fans. She's yelling, go one, like screaming, chanting, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, man, this guy's going to kick my ass. I'm just here for a burger, you know? 2.5 minutes later, I finish this burger. I look over and he's not even halfway. By the way, he's like top 5 in the country, competitive eater. Anyway, so like, I won the burger competition. That record still stands to this day, by the way. But I won the burger competition, and then afterwards, until the restaurant closed, we just chatted. And he's like, listen, man, like, this is a thing. You're good at this thing. You need to go do all these challenges that no one can beat. I'm like, okay, me being the idiot that I am, I wrote them all down. And every day for 2 weeks after work, I would leave work and go do a food challenge. I literally ate dinner for free for 2 weeks straight. By the end of it, everyone's like talking about me, inviting me to these Facebook groups and tagging me in other challenges. And one guy's like, dude, you've got to start recording your challenges or no one's going to believe you. So me being me, I went to a pizza shop, put my phone in selfie mode, recorded a video. Next minute, it's like viral and crazy. I'm like, what the hell? This is a thing.
So again, more accidental discoveries. And this thing was really gathering momentum now. His career was taking off and then boom, the lockdown hit.
I like how he's so flummoxed by everybody else's interest in this. He's like, oh, what's the big deal? I just ate 10 pizzas.
Yeah,
I
mean, exactly.
Why is
yeah.
everyone so excited?
Just be a national top five ranking food eater. Food eater? Eater. Anyway, James and his fiance, they were luckily able to improvise during lockdown. And just like that, a TikTok star was born.
I love to cook. So I cooked up some big meals, like random big pastas and just stupid things. And started making videos. And then like within like a month, COVID lockdown went like that. Like it was just videos and people like I had followers and I had like restaurants reaching out to me saying, oh, like, can you like make a video in my catering box and help us advertise and all this stuff? And I'm like, okay. And then after lockdown was like, that's when competitions came back. So I got invited to all these competitions and I started winning. Like I won every single competition. And then like, I'm like, this is a thing. Like I'm good at this. And then I had the Americans email me, reach out to me, Instagram and all this. And literally I realized over like 6 months, I'm like, not only is this a thing, I'm really good at this thing. 6 months later, I quit my job and I went to America and I ate.
I love it. This is like a Cinderella story.
No, I'm not even joking. My boss at the time, like I said to him, I want annual leave. I want to go to America for 2 weeks. He's like, you're not going. I'm not giving you. I'm like, here's my resignation. See you later. And I just went.
And that, 2021, like the Beatles, was the year that James Webby Can Eat broke America. On Saturday, in fact, this is a live update. His TikTok page just ticked over 1 million followers.
Oh, well done.
So he continues to excel over there. But I was curious as to where James got this freakish ability to consume large amounts of food from. Was it simple genetics? Has he worked to hone his craft?
Well, look, to be fair, now I have to practice, but we'll get to that. So look, how it started. Look, my mother's creation, best cook in the world.
Right.
Food was always plenty in my house growing up, right? So always walk house, leftovers, always home-cooked meals, beautiful food. But in my parents' house, the food goes in the middle of a table. So my mum would cook dinner and like it comes out on a tray in the middle of a table. So if I'm talking to you, my brother's going to eat the food. If I'm mucking around, people are going to take my food. So I think the speed came from that because like, oh, you take what's in front of you, eat, you know,
gotta be an opportunist.
Correct. But you don't leave the table until your plate is empty. You don't waste food, right? I was taught never waste food. So always ate what's in front of me and always had to get the food quick. So that was, I think that's where it started. Obviously, again, log house, plenty of leftovers, always plenty of food lying around. So if I'm a little bit hungry, I can smash some food. So I think that's where it started. And then obviously I got into bodybuilding. You know, bodybuilding, you have to eat often. Sometimes not force feed, but, you know, eat in abundance sometimes. Inherently, bodybuilding kind of gives you that relationship with food where you're like frothing for a burger at the end of the week because you've been dying on your diet all week sort of thing. So you go and smash burgers. So that's where my, I guess, not love for junk food, but like I'll partial to a burger, pizza, you name it, I'll smash it. That's where it started, I think. And then it kind of grew into how, like any sport, right? If you practice, you get better. So, you know, you go to the gym, you lift heavier weights, you get bigger muscles. Basically, I'm smashing more food to get a bigger stomach. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he is literally working out his stomach.
It's conditioning.
He's a fit guy, though, because Roger and I have looked up some photos of him and the quantities of food that he's been eating as well.
He doesn't look like you would expect.
No.
His body is quite shredded.
He's a genetic freak. He's a competitive bodybuilder. Yeah. He actually goes on to say that a lot of the competitive eaters are in great shape. So he kind of dispels the myth that if you are a competitive eater, you're likely to be kind of mountain sized. Mm. But anyway, having discovered his gift, he also discovered the strange world of competitive eating, which has a dedicated following. If you think it's a joke, it's really not. It's a fully functioning kind of body. It's got a website, it's got a world ranking, that ranking is constantly updated. You can check out the homepage www.majorleagueeating.com.
I'm on it right now.
It states at the top, perched atop the food chain is the apex predator himself, Joey Chestnut. But never count out number 50 because today's table ender is tomorrow's superstar.
Nice.
Now, our man James is in at world number 10 and his star is on the rise. His bio, which gives all information about him, I love this bit. It says, when the history of Australia is written, and it will be written, save a chapter or two for the fit, driven young man from Borkham Hills, located in the leafy surrounds of Sydney's northwest. Sure, Edmund Barton was the Commonwealth's first Prime Minister, but find me a third grader at Borkham Hills Primary School who knows that. Kids in Australia are talking web, it's web, 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 and rightly so. 41.5 Nathan's famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes in his HDB debut at the Pleasanton, California qualifier. He's a credit to his country and is, as of the time of writing, the undisputed champion of the Southern Hemisphere, which is half the planet, which is just a brilliant write-up. I imagine whoever got tasked with writing the bios of these guys must have had so much fun doing it.
You can tell.
But listen, let's hear a bit more from James. I asked him to tell me about the community that he has munched his way into.
Literally, it's like a secret society, and like they're kind of like headhunters. Like they're always trying to recruit, right? Like even now, like if I see a guy smashing a burger challenge, like a random guy that like a cafe's put up a burger, I'm like, dude, like come hang out with us. Like let's do some, you know, like it's crazy. But like there's about 20 of us in Australia. Worldwide, there's more, about probably 50 worldwide. But basically, two things. We're all competitive to a point. We've all come from, most of us have come from a sporting kind of background. But right. We have that competitive streak in us. And number two, we genuinely love food. So like when we hang out, it's like, you know how people, let's go to the bar and get some. We're like, dude, let's find a buffet. Like, where's the all you can eat? It's like, let's smash food. Like, it's funny. Like, to be honest, look, obviously I eat in front of a camera for a living. I don't take myself too seriously. I'm down to have a laugh, whether it's at my expense or whatever, I'll laugh, whatever. These guys are, well, it's like a bunch of like, I don't know, shenanigans all in together. Like, let's go for a buffet. Let's all smash food. Let's like do disgusting burps. And like, there's no judgment. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, oh, let's go 5-star dining. Let's go all you can eat chicken wings and see how many chicken wings we can eat. Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
And I think it's because we're all those kind of laid back boys and girls, just laid back, easygoing, want to have a good time and love food. Like, we all get along really well. Like, we're all from different walks. Like, man, some of the boys are truck drivers. Some of the girls are personal trainers. Like, it's all from all over the place, you know? And we all get along like that. And then in terms of, like, we kind of have this unwritten law, I guess. Like any sport, there's people that take it too far. They do some dark, unethical things to, I guess, fit the food in. If that's what you're going to do to your body, you do that. I genuinely love food. I love to eat. It's exactly like bodybuilding. You can take it to the level where it's fit, healthy, fun, enjoyable, but you can take it to that next level where you're kind of abusing yourself. You know what I mean? So there's people that do that, that do things that I'm not that I don't agree with it. I just don't care for it. Like, I don't need to do it. I would rather, so for example, you want to stretch your stomach? I just smash food. I'll go to the buffet and eat till I cannot walk. That's me.
Yeah.
Others want to stretch their stomach. They load with water. They chug water like liters of the stuff.
Right.
I just choose to go about it a different way. And like, it's like anything, you kind of make something what it is. I do what I want and I take it as it comes for me. So how you want to do things, that's up to you.
I mean, who knew there's a dark side to this business?
And also that the dark side, I was like, is there a doping form of competitive eating?
He did effectively allude to that. It was like food doping.
But then he was saying they just stretch their stomach with water.
Well, you know, it's unethical. I think you're supposed to...
Not in the spirit of the eating.
It's not really in the spirit of the competition, no.
Right,
no,
you're
right. I'm not having that. I don't know. You train your stomach however you got to train it, you know? Having too much water is not something that's like...
James doesn't care for it, okay?
Yeah.
James referred to it as the dark arts.
It's not the James Webb
way. He's the expert. That's good enough for me. Anyway, come game day, how does James get in the zone? How does he give himself the best possible chance of performing to the highest level?
To be honest, so I used to play like elite level soccer.
Did you?
Before, back in the day. Yeah, and I'm the kind of guy like, I like music. So I play a couple of my favorite songs and just concentrate. I guess think about how you're going to attack this challenge. Kind of like before walking on the soccer field, going rock in your head, you're thinking like, what I got to do, what I got to do, what I got to do, how I'm going to do it. Now it's the same thing. When your name gets called up, you're like, all right, I'm going to eat this first. I'm going to drink this. I'm going to set the table up like this. And there you go.
Have you been defeated, James, in all of these challenges? Have you met your match yet?
Look, in Australia, I'm undefeated in competitions.
Wow.
like head-to-head against people, I'm undefeated. Obviously, in America, it's a different ballgame. I got my kicked a few times, but that's how you get better. To be the best, you got to go against the best. That's how you learn. In terms of challenges, if it's a single person challenge, I've beat them all. But now it's to the point where restaurants are like, oh, like, come make a video at my restaurant. Like, let's make a challenge. And they give me like food for 20 people and just like eat as much as you can. It's not really a challenge. It's a bit of a, like, we call it a challenge for the video, but like I'm never going to eat 8 kilos of sushi. Like, that's physically impossible for anyone, you know? But like, the guy's like, oh, let's do a sushi challenge. And like, let me just kick your ass as much sushi as my chefs can make, you know? Like, it's funny. Like, I don't care. It's not about, like, I'm not counting my wins and losses. For me, it's competition, because when you go head to head, that's when you get your ranking points and you get a ranking. So I'm number one in Australia and I'm number 10 in the world. So no one cares about a cafe challenge, really. Like, that's funny for YouTube and TikTok and whatnot. But when it comes to like eating, like eaters, I care about your ranking. Are you number one? Are you number five? What are you?
As I understand it, James, is the Nathan's Hot Dog Challenge the number one eating
pinnacle
challenge? That's pinnacle. The pinnacle of the sport.
That is like, that's the Super Bowl of Super Bowls.
Right. And the man at the top of the tree is Joey Chestnut, if I'm not mistaken.
That guy, Joey, is elite. But he, man, that guy's, he's a freak in all aspects. He's a beast. But yes, like last year we had 40,000 people watching us live. That's crazy.
And you competed in it last year?
I came third.
Oh, amazing. That's good. That's very good, yeah, James.
Mental.
Right. So, and what kind of quantities are we talking for that?
So in 10 minutes, I ate 41 hot dogs. Joey won with 56.
Oof.
Yeah, he kicked my...
I mean, we talk about marginal gains. Where are you going to make up those extra 15 hot dogs?
So this year, so look, in the whole Nathan's history, there's only been 8 people to eat 50 plus hot dogs. This year, I want to be the 9th person to eat 50 hot dogs.
Right.
And I'll find a way to do it.
What a goal.
You know
what? A goal.
Last week, you really took umbrage with the idea of the bridge player who was at the top of his field being compared to Michael Jordan. And yet, Nathan's hot dog eating metaphor with the Super Bowl of Super Bowls.
I like that.
How can you not be taken in by the infectious nature of this man?
No, it's true. I mean, totally buy into
it's
it.
It's not even... I like how it was the Super Bowl of Super Bowls. It wasn't
that.
Even enough just simply to compare it to the Super Bowl, an event which attracts a global audience of well over 100 million. Well, what I and Chris would probably be the right man to ask about what kind of global audience the Super Bowl attracts. But it's the Super Bowl of Super Bowls. It's Super Bowl squared. It's the Nathan's hot dog eating contest where Joey Chestnut smashed through 50-odd hot dogs. But, I mean, James has got his sights set on the magical 50, the mythical 50 number for 2023. Now, you know, I was really intrigued by this because, you know, I can go around for Sunday lunch at the D'Souza's and I can be rendered almost comatose by a particularly large curry. A delicious one at
of
that.
Course.
A free plug to Millie D'Souza's curries. But I wondered, what sort of state is James Webby can eat in after one of these monster challenges that defeat most normal human beings?
A bit bloated, very bloated, a bit gassy.
Right.
look, the analogy I use is, right, a boxer loves to box, but doesn't like being punched in the face, right? A competitive eater, we love to win, we love to eat, but sometimes you don't eat food you necessarily enjoy, right? So after, especially the hot dogs, I grew up in Australia. We don't really eat hot dogs in Australia. Like in America, they eat hot dogs all the time. Like
it's an away game for
events.
You.
Pretty much. It's literally an away game. But look, I roll with it. I'm not the biggest fan of hot dogs. I'll eat it for a competition. Would I say, hey, let's go out for hot dogs? Probably not. But it's like any challenge, right? Like, you know, you're going to eat 6 kilos worth of burgers. You're going to feel bloated. You're going to feel gassy. The salty stuff, you feel so dehydrated, but you don't have room in your stomach to physically fit fluid. The sugar challenges, the dessert ones, donuts, cakes, ice cream, that kind of stuff, you get like dopey. I get like this crash and I just want to have a nap. But like, to be honest, like after like 40 minutes or an hour, you feel like you're fine. Like you've done a few disgusting burps. You walk around, you kind of, the food kind of drops down your gut. You're all right. You know?
You're okay.
It's not, everyone's different, but like within an hour, I'm pretty much functional again.
What's been the most fearsome challenge that you have completed thus far in your career?
Okay, so I have the record for Australia's biggest burger. I ate a cheeseburger with 52 cheese, 52 bacon, I think 27 beef patties in 30 minutes. That was probably one of the toughest ones because it's the same food over and over again, salty American cheese. You know, like it's hard to get down after a while. It's the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
I did some crazy stuff whilst I was in Dubai, actually. You guys are nuts. And that's why I loved it.
Oh, brilliant.
Look, obviously, I tried to tackle a 255 piece of sushi boat. Obviously, I didn't finish it. That was mental, but I tried it. I tried to eat a 10-kilo burger. I got 7.5 kilos into it. I just couldn't do it anymore. But probably, I think in Dubai, the craziest challenge I did a Brazilian restaurant. They put the whole menu on the table, and I ate the whole menu, Brazilian style meals.
Oh my God.
That was hard because carbohydrate on carbohydrate, like they mix rice with potato, mate. They have all this different stuff. It's all mixed beans, rice. Oh, it's like carbohydrate on carbohydrate with a bit of meat, you know? So that's challenging because, well, the meat's going to make you thirsty as hell. The carbohydrates are going to bloat you as hell, and you're mixing them together.
Now, I did tell James we love a free plug on this show, so I invited him to make his own personal recommendation. This is a recommendation, by the way. We should be charging for this because this is from a top 10 competitive eater globally. Where would James Webb suggest heading to in Dubai to take on an ultimate eating challenge?
Ooh, that's a hard one because I did some mental ones, but Bossman Burger Factory, you have to check that out. Whether right. you're a competitive eater or not, they have food from cheeseburger to 10-kilo burger. It is mental. Bossman Burger Factory, 100%.
One of the great off-script wow. free plugs there. We're going to get the details on Bossman Burger Factory. James is actually moving to the UAE, so hopefully next time we interview James, because I'm sure there'll be a part two to this, he'll be in studio with us.
I didn't know there was a big competitive eating scene over here in Dubai.
I've been to Bossman Burger Factory.
Oh, have you?
It's burgeoning. You know, maybe James could help put the UAE on the competitive eating map. He's actually, what he's doing is he's going over to eat the American swing, culminating with Nathan's this summer before making his big move. And I finish by asking him, what's next on the menu?
Those two contests are actually quite famous in America. They get the best lineups. You know, there's going to be 20, 25 of us, all the top guys battling it out. I want to do well. Top five. I want to finish top five in both those contests. That's my goal for that. But the ultimate goal, obviously qualify for Nathan's, but I want to eat 50. I don't care where I finish. If 50 puts me at 10th place, I don't care. I want to be that guy that eats 50 hot dogs. I want to be that guy from Australia because the Americans take the mickey out of us Aussies, right? I'm pretty much the guy that's putting Australia on the map in America, like commanding, like, we can eat. We can do this too. We can compete with you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I want to show them, like, I'm not a one-trick pony. All right, I finished third last year, 41, whatever. I just want to be that ninth person. So my name goes down on that list and it's there forever. I'm one of the people that ate 50 hot dogs. That's the ultimate goal.
The man is no one-hit wonder. Jay Webby can eat. If you want to check out his, follow his journey, in fact, you can check out majorleagueeating.com. His socials, jaywebbycaneat.com. And then on TikTok, Instagram and Facebook, Jay Webby can eat. A massive thank you. Very entertaining stuff from James. And we wish him well with his eating exploits in 2023. Looking forward to following his progress.
The Offscript Podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please do go ahead and click subscribe. You can also check out our other podcasts, Time Capsule or The Big Interview. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. And if you've enjoyed this episode, we'd love it if you could subscribe, rate, and give us a review. This podcast was presented by Chris McCarty, Sonal Rupani, and Robbie Greenfield, and produced by Tom Paul Smith. We hope you join us next time on The Big Interview.